Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And I just start by saying just how grateful I am that you are taking the time to study God's Word today. I know He wants to bless you, and He will do it in His Word. And if you'll listen, just ask Him to teach you something today. I promise that He will give you some insight. Perhaps it doesn't just hit you right as we're going through this teaching, but later on it'll be like, wow, that was God speaking to my heart. I know He's done that for me a number of times, and I pray that He does the same for you. We'll go to the Lord today in prayer as we begin our study, as we always do. So if you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks again for another opportunity to study Your Word today. We're so blessed by You and what You have to say, and I know You've got great things to say to us today. So my prayer is that You'll open our eyes and our ears, our hearts and our minds to receive from You. And that You, by Your Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth just the way You said You would, and empower us to live according to Your Word by Your Spirit as well. We bless You today, and thank You again, Lord, for Your Word. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus' Word Judging. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 48. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on Me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear My words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." And in chapter 12 and verse 48 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "He that rejects Me and receives not My word has one that judges him." Where we read, "He that rejects Me and receives not My words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." The verse reads, "He that rejects Me and receives not My words has one that judges him." John began with Jesus' words, "He that rejects Me," which means the person, whether male or female, who disregards, does away with, and refuses to accept Me, Jesus, and receives not My words, and does not lay hold of, claim, procure, seize, and possess My, Jesus' sounds produced by the voice, and having definite meaning, as one that judges him, which means possesses and owns the following that condemns, put asunder, and pronounces an opinion concerning right or wrong upon that person, whether male or female. John shared how the person who refuses to accept Jesus and does not claim or procure His sayings has the following to condemn and put him asunder. The verse goes on to say, "The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in that day," or in the last day. John continued with Jesus' words, "the word," which means the speech and discourse, which has definite meaning, "that I have spoken," or "that I, Jesus, have uttered, declared, and proclaimed, the same shall judge him," which means the self-same speech and discourse, which has definite meaning, will condemn and put that person, whether male and female, asunder in the last day or within the uttermost part and end of the earth. John shared how Jesus said, the speech and discourses that Jesus presented to the people would be their judge in the final day of the earth. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how the person who does not receive Jesus and His words actually rejects Jesus and will be judged by the words He said. God sent His Son Jesus into the world to save people from their sins. And without Him, everyone would be condemned by the words He spoke. There's a final and last day when people will be judged. And the question from God will be, "What did you do with My Son Jesus and His words?" Jesus' words have eternal consequences, and those who are wise will study them carefully and surrender their lives to Him as their personal Savior and Lord. Next time John shares how Jesus says, "For I have not spoken of Myself, but the Father which sent Me, He gave Me a commandment." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.